driven by DCH Freehold Nissan on Route 9, serving Monmouth, Middlesex, and Ocean County. Whether it's new, used, or Nissan-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll find what you're looking for at DCH Freehold Nissan, delivering customer happiness. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
After a bye week last week, Hal has had 2 weeks to rest up and prepare for this game, and we will see that high-powered offense come up first. The Rebels will move in the end zone to our right up here in the press box at Brick Memorial High School and await the kickoff of number 84, Kevin Duffy. For the Stags, they come in off a hard luck loss a week ago, 23-21, in what by all accounts was a wild back-and-forth game with Manalapan. This is the last game of their regular season, though as we pointed out in the open, a game that for state playoff purposes doesn't mean anything.
And I think Memorial's one of those. They're a couple of plays away. They could be 8-0. Their losses to Jackson by 5, to Southern by 1, to Middletown South in overtime, and to Manalapan by 2. Boy, oh boy, 4-4, and you know what? Easily. You know, you figure of those four games, you're going to win two of those close ones. You'd be 6-2 at worst, and they're sitting at 4-4. And like you said, in jeopardy of maybe going into the playoffs with a losing record.
Kevin Duffy, the kickoff guy for Brick Memorial, didn't like the football that he had. So he will come out with a new one here. Duffy, a new addition to the roster tonight. He is kicking. This would normally be Ryan Saplinski, who kicks punts and plays quarterback for Brick Memorial. So not only will they have to adjust the quarterback spot, they'll have to change all the kicking chores tonight as well.
And Duffy, by the way, is a freshman. You think he's got some butterflies right about now?
I would think that he does. Back deep to receive, Torin Mitchell, number 24, and number 4, Nick Craig. Craig on the hash mark closest to us. That's the left hash mark, and Mitchell on the far side to our right. Ball set at the 40-yard line. Beautiful night for football here on a Friday in early November. This one coming down to Mitchell at the 12-yard line. Gets to the 15, out of the 20, out to the 25 as he comes to his left. He is tripped up and taken at the 25-yard line.
Ball came loose, Matt.
Where it will be first and 10. Must have popped out late, but it is how to keep it. And on will come senior quarterback Ryan Davies. When all things said and done, he will be one of the most prolific passers in Shore Conference history over the course of his couple years of being a starter. His numbers staggering yet again this year, over 2,200 yards. He has thrown for 24 touchdowns and been intercepted just 5 times. It will be Yeagle and Craig to come this time to the left side of the formation. Far side to our right, Pat Devine and Torrey Robinson. John Offertring is the running back. He will set himself to the right side of Davies here on a first and 10. Davies looking to throw, wants to throw, will flare one high and wide. The intended receiver, Brandon Yeagle, who leads the Shore in receptions. Up front, Tom Cremeni and Robbie Leakes, the tackles. Vinny Martino and Bradford Rogers, the guards, and Tim Donahue is the center.
Matt, it's a cold night down here. Ryan Davies has a hand warmer wrapped around his waist, and that was an indication right there as he overthrew Yeagle by about 5 yards.
Second down and 10, just 12 seconds gone by in the first quarter. Davies from the gun. He'll be there all night, stepping up in the pocket, tucking it, and running, and will take a good shot as he crosses the 30-yard line, and he is upended there by Nick Costa, the middle linebacker. A 3-3-5 alignment for Brick Memorial. Costa plays the middle linebacker spot. Cody Pinho and Anthony Miller, the outside man. Up front, Jared Eccles and Vincenzo Diodato, the ends. Tom Sindel is the nose man. The two corners, Zach Santos and Anthony Fontana. Ray Contrusi and Justin Hockaday, the safeties, along with Mike Basile. Third down here in 5 with about a minute gone by. Davies, who's got a shield with his face mask, swings one to the outside, coming to the near sideline. Yeagle has it, makes the catch, stays in bounds, takes it to the 36-yard line, where it will be a Rebel first down.
Howell does not huddle up, so we're not going to have a lot of time for analysis, but it'd be interesting to see how Memorial plays this defensively, guys, whether they're going to try and put pressure on Davies or just sit a lot of guys back there and a lot of green shirts back in coverage.
Walter DeCaneo will check into the game here. He will go as a slot receiver. Empty backfield look here for the Rebels. He replaces the running back Offertring. Two back to the left for Hal. Ball set from the left hash mark here on a first down and 10. Davies under a 3-man rush. Has time. Now flush in the pocket and will get sacked. Jared Eccles, the defensive end, making the play 5 yards back of the backfield. It will set up a second and 15.
Well, three of the first four downs, Kevin, on your call, they've elected to drop eight and rush only three. On that third and about five, the play before this last sack, they did throw Hockaday from the outside, and he just missed getting Davies before they picked up the first down. But that was a three-man rush and the sack.
Empty backfield look again, same setup. Three receivers go to the right, far sideline, near sideline left, Craig in the slot, and Devine the wide man. Davies again with a three-man rush. Has time, lets this one go, finds a slot receiver in the seam, set up. Looks to be number 81, Torrey Robinson, who will make the catch of the 40 and get forward to about the 43-yard line, leave the Rebels about 3 yards shy of a first down.
No question, Davies spent a lot of time with these receivers in the offseason because they really know each other well, and it's interesting matches to watch those receivers, as you said, just find a seam and then turn around, and the ball's there right away.
Third down and three here. Ball now from the middle part of the field. Again, an empty backfield look here for Davies. Has got several schools looking into him. Good student as well at that Patriot League / Ivy League potential. Third and three. 3 minutes gone by. No score. This is the opening drive. Brick Memorial and Howe. Davies on a quarterback draw. Looking to run the first down. He'll have it into midfield and getting it to Brick Memorial territory, stopped to the 46-yard line by Ryan Cavallo, and it will bring up another set of fresh downs here for Hal.
Well, you figure, Matt, with three guys rushing, the middle should be open for that quarterback draw, and if everyone drops back, they're really, more often than not, you're going to probably get 5 yards or so before you're even touched.
As has become the way with a lot of these teams that go no huddle, all the receivers and skill personnel have the plays on a wristband. Davies checks his wristband and sets the formation with, again, five into the pattern. Has time here. Now going to roll off to his right. Look at a scramble at midfield. Will throw into the sideline. Have a receiver, Pat Devine, who will make the catch and get down deeper into Memorial territory. It'll go as a first down to the Stang 34.
Well, that's impressive. He did have time, but then got flushed out of the pocket. Started rolling to his own sidelines, and just before he got to that point where you're almost ready to go out of bounds, he put it right on the money, complete for another first down, and this is an impressive opening drive for the Rebels.
4 minutes gone by, quarter number one. Howe going able to move down the field, short of Davies running the football. They have not done anything but throw here. On a first and 10, it will be Offert Ring to get the call, going through the middle part of the line, hit at the line of scrimmage by Costa, able to fall forward for a gain of two to bring up a second and eight.
Well, when you rush only three, your defensive ends must contain Davies on that time on the play before this last run. Davies was able to get outside, bide some times. You know, the receivers are so good and so quick at adjusting that it's impossible to hold them, to stay with them for that long a period of time.
Craig and Yeagel go this time off to the left. It's Robinson and Devine to the right. Offert Ring on a play action. Davies under pressure and will get sacked again. One more time, it is Jared Eccles to make the big play. This one going all the way back to the Mustang 41-yard line, a loss of nine.
Little blitz action there, and they stacked one side. And Eccles, second time tonight, able to throw down Davies for a big loss.
Eccles, a good-looking player from his left defensive end spot, 6 foot, 195-pound senior.
Eccles missed a few games midseason with a shoulder separation. Came back a couple games ago. Does make a difference, Matt, from that outside backer spot.
Third down, we call it 17. Hal taking a lot of time in between plays. The back judge is counting. Not sure if Davies sees it. This is going to be a delay of game. They just got it off. Davies again from the gun. Four-man rush here. Wide open down the seam is Yeagel. Spins forward to the 25-yard line, breaks a tackle, and gets a first down. On a third and 17, the Rebels get more than 20 and spot it at the Stang 18-yard line.
You just have to assume that if Davies is going to have enough time, one of those receivers is going to find an open spot in the zone. And as you said, just sit there. And that time it was good for 20 and a first down.
Robinson, slot receiver, off to the right. In the slot to the left is Craig. Yeagel left and Devine, far sideline right. Offered ring will get it. Little draw play back up the middle. Memorial plays it well. The stop made at the line of scrimmage. Miller and Eccles combine on the tackle. And we are more than midway through after that last play. Quarter number one with a second and 10 coming up from the Brick Memorial 18-yard line.
Well, if Davies had his way, guys, I don't think he'd ever run the ball. As Kevin said in the pregame, what is it, 40 yards a game, Kevin?
Yeah, 40
yards.
You
know, they just have no running attack. And, you know, their short pass game is their running attack.
Scoreless first quarter here. Hal tried to change that with a second and 10. Four-man front for Memorial. They bring pressure. Sitting down in the slot was Craig. He cannot hang on to it at the 15-yard line. It'll go as an incompletion and set up another one of those third down and longs.
Little low at the pass that time as Craig went down to the basically the shoe tops almost. Could have hung on to it, but goes incomplete third down and 10, and certainly four down territory.
Bunch of big games going on around the shore tonight. We'll update you as quick as we can. One game in the first quarter, Mondon leading Freehold 8-0. Manchester and Point Borough, another big one down here in Ocean County. That one just getting up and running. Here's Davies here on a third down and long. Swings one to the outside. Has offered ring. Gets down to the 15-yard line. Makes a move and slides down inside the 10. The ball popped out. Brick Memorial covered it up, and it will be Stang football. Oh, boy, Offerdring made a great move. He would have had a first down easy, and the ball popping out just at the last second, and Brick Memorial dodging a scoring bullet.
It was such a well-executed play because Pinho came on the blitz, and actually Offerdring is the guy he would have been covering, so the running back just drifted out in the flat. Davies hit him, would have been close to the goal line, and he fumbles the ball, and I guess these are the kind of reasons why you're 3-4.
Long Branch leading Raritan 13-0. Just getting underway as well. Lacey and Middletown South, a huge game. Eagles of Middletown South need a win to get into the CJ3 playoffs. Lacey has already played their 8 games. Here's the first play from scrimmage for Brick Memorial. That is Anthony Miller taking the ball up the middle. He is stacked up at the line of scrimmage and dropped offensively. For the Stags, we'll see how things go tonight. Playing without quarterback Ryan Sapwinski, Cody Pinho, who is the starting tight end, gets the call at the quarterback spot tonight. Ray Contrusi and Jack Fair, the two wide receivers. Justin Hockaday and Miller, the two running backs. Ryan Townley, Mike Staub, the tackles. Jake Lombardo and John Devaney, the guards. Tom Sindel is the center.
By the way, guys, give that recovery on that fumble to Nick Costa, the linebacker for Memorial.
Split wide receiver off to the left. It will be an option play here for Pinho. He will keep it and get tackled to the 15-yard line. Couple shy of a first down, but a good second down carry there. He will get about 7.5. That stop made by Torin Mitchell, part of the three-man secondary for Hal. That also includes Brandon Yeagle and Nick Craig. Jermaine Flournoy and Ryan Leonard, the ends. Nick Rostici is the nose man.
I would expect we'll see a lot of Brick Memorial ground game tonight, and that's good for them because the Howell defense gives up 270 yards a game on the ground.
Steve Bonsamino, number 51, the middle linebacker in an alignment that lists 5 linebackers. Pinho again on the carry. He will try the left side here, take it to about the 24-yard line, has a first down on a pickup of 9. J.P. Rodriguez, John Offerdring, the two outside linebackers, Torrey Robinson, and Kyle Conrad, also at the inside backer spot.
The thing to keep in mind about Pinho, guys, obviously he's an intricate part of the defense at that defensive end, so he'll be pressuring Davies all night. It's going to be interesting to see how long he could stay in this football game on both sides of the football game.
3:20 to go, first quarter. We are up and rolling here, no score. 5-man front for the Rebels. Here's Pinho. Option this time off to the left. Going to keep it, tuck it off the left side, get to the 29-yard line before Conrad able to take him down. That'll go as a gain of 5. You know, Kevin, looking statistically, Pinho about the same size as Sapwinski at 5'11", 190 pounds. Sapwinski 6'1", so a couple inches, but 192. So, you know, I would think similar skill sets, though Sapwinski the better player. He is, of course, the starting quarterback. But I think what we've seen out of Pinho, he probably knows the offense pretty well.
I think they're going to keep it very simple. We're going to see ground Mustang tonight.
Karan Walker, number 24, the single wide receiver. Wings to either side. That is Hockaday in motion. Here's the give up the middle for Miller, and he will take it to the 30-yard line where he will still be a couple yards shy of a first down. Gains one to bring up a third down and four.
Our first score of the night, guys, up at Middletown North. Southern has taken a 7-0 lead on Middletown North.
Middletown North, okay.
Interesting game. One, Middletown North needs to have any shot of earning a playoff spot. Southern does not. They're already in. They've played their eight games to qualify.
Inside of 2 minutes here in a scoreless first quarter. Single receiver, far sideline left. Option coming to this town to the right. Nice move by Pinot. Into the open field. Gets to the 40-yard line of the 45. We'll take it to midfield and into Rebel territory. Mitchell upending him at the Howe 47, maybe the 48-yard line. But a first down carry nonetheless for Cody Penhoe.
And a shifty move to get into the open field. Very impressive. Opening drive by this youngster who just a week ago was playing tight end. He's got a quarterback's number.
Yes, he does. Number three. He will spot it. The referees, I should say, will spot it at the Rebel 48-yard line. 1:44 to go in the first quarter. No score between Brick Memorial and Howe. Jack Fair comes to the near sideline right. Wings to either side. Tight end back to the left side. Contrucci in motion. Here's the quick hitter for Miller at the 40. Stays on his feet to the 35-yard line. Taken down to the backside by Rodriguez. At the 35-yard line, a gain of 12. Another first down for Brick Memorial.
Well, it's been the Achilles heel all year for the Rebels, guys, and no difference so far on this first drive. The ground game has been their nemesis all year.
Certainly, if you're Brick Memorial with the backup quarterback and a running attack nonetheless, I would be working the play clock, Kevin, in between every play, even here in the first quarter.
Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. I think this is a different approach to the game. And as long as Memorial can run, they will continue to do so. No doubt about it.
Hakaday wing to the left. Contrucci wing to the right. Here's Pino on the quarterback. Keep off the left side. Takes the ball down to about the 32-yard line, where it will go as a gain of about three. Offered ring on the tackle to bring up a second and seven. Yes, Ed.
We can put this into perspective here that Pinhole, as the backup quarterback, maybe gets 10 snaps every practice, possibly, with the first group. He found out yesterday during practice that he would be the starter, so he took all the snaps one day in practice. I'm shocked that the center quarterback exchange has gone so smoothly.
Joe Hans has come into the game as a wide receiver for Brick Memorial. Another quick hitting play. Fullback trap for Miller. Takes it down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. That'll go as a gain of four and a half. Robinson on the tackle. That will take us to the end of quarter number one. A quarter that flew by.